Our superlative God. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1 verse 3. The Word of God is a jeweled casket filled with the most precious gemstones. The Word of God is a love letter that is bursting with treasures of promises. Perhaps the epistle containing the most priceless pledges is Ephesians. Perhaps the most precious promise there is that we are accepted in the Beloved. Nowhere in Scripture is His glorious grace more evident than in this little book. For we are like Mary, highly favoured. It was His grace that was given to His human mother. It is the same grace given to us who believe on His name. His body, His church, His darling, His beloved bride. Nowhere in Scripture is there such a climax of superlatives, and these superlatives describe our position in Christ. In a few short verses, we are bedecked with the highest of heavenly favours. In one brief chapter, we glimpse our heavenly treasures and distinguished standing. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings. We are seated with Him now in heavenly places. We are chosen before the world began to overthrow the world. We are predestined to adoption, that we should be God's sons, that we should be holy, without blame, before Him in love, in Christ and in love. Oh, this is indeed a highly favoured position, an honour bestowed, a high and holy calling. Not so much a distinctive character of the calling, the mystery which is His body, but a special feature and fact of the overwhelming nature and purpose of grace, that we should be holy, that we should be without blame before Him, in love, in grace. The purpose of the law was not to tell man how to be righteous. The reason for the law was to show man that righteousness was unattainable. There were many that, touching the righteousness of the law, achieved blamelessness. And Saul of Tarsus was one that could describe himself as blameless, blameless before the law, but never blameless before God. What is the calling of the church, those so often described as saints in Scripture? Well, the calling of the saints was for a purpose, that we should be holy, and without blame before Him in love. Holiness and blamelessness are not an achievable portion. It is not an attainable portion, even for the just or good man. Holiness and blamelessness is provided entirely by grace. Grace is conferred only through the work of the Saviour. Just as the justified sinner is made righteous through God's good grace, so the sanctified saint is made holy and righteous through God's good grace. It is all through God's amazing grace. Ephesians gives us a glimpse of the wonders of being accepted in the Beloved. In a fountain of superlatives and glorious truths that God bestows on His church. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. This is not a future hope, although its final manifestation is indeed future. It is a completed and finished fact in your life and in mine, as a child of God. Just as Christ defeated death and Satan, as once and for all he cried, "It is finished," so these truths are accomplished and finished in your life and in mine. It is a done deal. It's an ended event. It's a finished fact. It's a concluded certainty. It is finished. Go back and read the first and glorious chapter in Ephesians, chapter 1, and read it from the correct perspective, as a finished fact and a done deal. Desist from the lie of Satan that seeks to drag you into spiritual defeat. Refrain from allowing the devil's foul fabrication to cause you to flounder and fail. Satan can never undo the truth in this chapter. Oh, he seeks to have you focus on the difficult conditions in this current time. Consider my servant Job. Oh, Job is probably one of the fullest and most accurate types of the Christian life. If you will just read this book with that perspective, then you will discover the one and only way of overcoming the present evil of this present time. Always remember your position. Never focus on your condition. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, and the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy.